man on 9-2.
I told Mac Bundy, but I thought I ought to tell you that three things I don't like about this. First, this word international. I think the connotation's bad. I think it's they're getting us to say this by persistence that we're going to negotiate a treaty, and I don't know we're going to. If we're going to, I'm not going to say so. I'm going to do it because it's fair and just and right and required, and not because I committed myself to do it. So that ought to come out. I think negotiations in the same sentence ought to come out. I see Mr. Raymond this morning says that if we agree to negotiations, that's what it means. Now, I don't want Mr. Raymond to tell me what it means. If that's what it means to him, it may mean it to other people. I take Panama Canal out. Up in the fourth line is general improvement. I'd say the governments, the Republic of Panama, and the United States have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations as soon as possible to seek the prompt elimination of the causes of conflict and to attempt to resolve other problems. That's the government of the Republic of Panama and the United States. I wouldn't say about the canal. Canal, we're going to operate it. That's our responsibility, and we haven't got any problems about the canal. We've got to establish diplomatic relations, and we've got causes of conflict, but not necessarily about the canal anymore than we have about the Assistant Secretary of State Mann. So I wouldn't tie it to the canal. I think that is limiting, and a lot of problems we'd like to consider that are not associated with the canal. I mean, it might be wage scales, and maybe extending the work for more people around the zone, and it may be other things that are not directly involved in Operation Canal. That's first. And second, to carry out discussions and negotiations. I don't know what the difference between discussions and negotiations, except if they're going to interpret negotiations, as you said the first day we talked about it, as writing a new treaty, well, then to hell with them. We ain't going to do that. Carry out discussions with the objective of reaching a just and fair international agreement. Now, there's your treaty. They get that in there again. So I'd say just and fair agreement. They can call it the bilateral agreement or a just and fair agreement. But when they put international in there, that indicates something else. Now, if I had to give, I'd leave Panama Canal in up in the first paragraph, although it's desirable to take out. And I might even take international. I'm not going to take negotiations, so even though it's in our text. So you bear that in mind with them and tell OAS that they better get us signed on before they get Raymond signed on.
Yeah, we got to have a chance to talk with
Secretary. I'm going to have the Secretary at lunch, and you come with him.
I've got some other ideas that I think would protect us some, too. Let me think about these three things and see if I can't come up with something that would give us the protection we need.
All right. I do that. You were just right as you could be, my friend, on negotiations first day. Not that it means anything other than discussion, but to them it means a new treaty. And we might as well face this thing now. If we agree and get along, then when we don't have a new treaty, they're going to say we made a commitment, didn't live up to it. And I don't want to be in that position. I'd rather take the heat now.
All right, let me see if I can come up with a gimmick before noon.
I tell them if they've got to have international, we got to have discussion, just eliminate. We don't want to make it too wordy. We'll insert the word international if they'll eliminate the word negotiation.
Okay.
But we're not going to have it that way in lighter.
I'll wait till after we talk, tell them anything, but you...
Well, you be the boss. I already know how I feel about it. And
I want to give you some ideas, for example, what you say about this and what he says. My idea would be that the agreement on this would be conditional on King Chiari's statement. Not Ramon so much, but Chiari's statement. And,
yeah, but hell, if New York Times is going to say that the American government agreed to negotiate a new treaty, well, we don't want that said, because I don't know whether I'm willing to negotiate a new treaty if the ambassador that I select comes in and says this is in the national interest, this is dictated by equity, this is justified. But I'm not going to negotiate a new treaty if they say you agreed to negotiate one, and on that basis you got to do it.
No, I couldn't agree with you more on that.
Okay. Well, you just, quicker you let them know that they don't want to get off on any binge and smoking marijuana and think that I'm going to do this, well, the better off it is.
I don't disagree with you. I admire.
And I'd squeeze their nuts a little bit down there anyway if I were you. I'd tighten it a little bit and let them worry a little bit. I don't think we need to come hat in hand. We've been fair and we're going to continue to be fair, but let's don't just... I'm tired of these people that recede and concur every time the United States is attacked. I want to resist somebody, somewhere, sometime. I'm not a warmonger, don't want to go to war, but I don't think we're going. But if you'll take the times, they're pretty well ready to, whenever they say give them the canal, they say, okay, turn it over to OAS. They say the fishermen come into Florida and invade our coast. Well, you arrest them, why you ought to do that? You overreact. And I tell them to get rid of the subversives at Guantanamo. Well, that don't matter. What the hell's 400 subversives? The fact they can close down your base, that don't amount to anything. And they take that attitude, and I just don't think we ought to do it.
Well, I'm probably the farthest away.
I know how you feel. I know how you feel, except that letter. Except that letter you sent out the other day, I didn't understand that.
Which
goodbye.
Okay.